Music, Hailing the Hero. Concerts celebrates the centennial of Prasit Sinlapa Banleng, who crucially forged the link between Thai and Western music. Next month, Thailand will mark the centenary of the birth of its most celebrated composer, Prasit Sinlapa Banleng, 1912 to 1999, best remembered for forging the crucial link between Thai and Western classical music, with a concert at Chulalongkorn University. The son of Thai classical maestro Luang Pradit Pairot, or Son Sinlapa Banleng, 1881 to 1954, Prasit initially trained as a pianist before studying Western music composition at a university in Japan, the first Thai to do so. Prasit grew up at a time when Thai classical music was at its peak, before hitting a low during the 1940s as a result of the Phibon Songkram government's pro-West policy. Fans of the film Homrong, or The Overture, will still remember the scene in which Son, the lead character playing the Ranat, is locked in a duel with his son, who is on piano, during a rendition of the evergreen song Lao Dung Dun. Even though the audience at the time got the impression that the father didn't approve of his son's interest in Western music, the opposite is true. According to Prasit's son, Kunton Sinlapa Banleng, it was his grandfather, Son, who sent Prasit and his two elder sisters to study Western notation with Prachen Duryanga, an authority on Thai and Western music at the time. The turning point came when Prasit accompanied a troupe of Thai musicians and dancers from the Fine Arts Department to a cultural show in Japan. What was planned as a short trip became the artist's lifelong commitment to Western music after he met Klaus Pringsheim, a student of Gustav Mahler, the composer who was then teaching at the Imperial Academy of Music, Geidai University. Professor Pringsheim had no hesitation in accepting the young Thai as his student. Prasit studied for 4 years in Japan and returned in 1938 with a BA. He worked as conductor for the Fine Arts Department Symphony Orchestra and as a composer. And he had a big hand in the formation of the department's Western Music Division, with its former teacher Prachen Duryanga at the helm, said Mr. Kunton. Prasit's symphonic masterpieces include Siang Tian, Demnun Sing, Siamese Suite, and Chut Nai, all adaptations of Luang Pradit Pairot's original works. It was Siamese Suite that put Prasit at the forefront of composers of his time. Prasit's Siamese Suite comprises four movements: Moon Over the Temple, In the Grand Palace, Siamese Lament, and In Bangkok's Chinatown. The song made its debut in 1954, and what is more remarkable, it was in a foreign land. It was played for the first time not by a Thai band, but by the National Symphony Orchestra of the Philippines and recorded for Thai audiences back home. The song made its debut at the same time my father was invited to a UNESCO music conference in Manila, Kunton said, adding that Prasit received a standing ovation for the song. Kunton recalled how he listened to the song with his grandparents on a radio at home in Bangkok. Prasit played an instrumental role in transforming a series of Thai classical songs into modern versions. Prasit's decision to work on Siang Tian, enlarging the piece he previously wrote for a string quartet to a grand symphonic poem with female chorus, came almost by chance. The artist was 77 when he started working on the masterpiece, recalled Kunton. My father suffered from depression, so we took him to see a doctor at Sirirat Hospital, he said. Instead of providing treatment, Dr. Sunton Atanan, the head of Sirirat Alumni Association and a family friend, encouraged the maestro to produce a new symphony in honor of His Majesty becoming the kingdom's longest reigning monarch. According to Kuntan, the idea simply breathed a new lease of life into his ailing father. Back home from the hospital, he worked tirelessly on the piece, and for a while, the depression seemed to have disappeared. In recognition of his musical genius, Prasit was declared a national artist in 1998. A year later, he began working on a new composition, Chut Nai, which was renamed The Prelude of Siam, a gift for His Majesty the King's 72nd birthday anniversary in 1999. By then, 86, the artist was laid low by bouts of illness. He realized it was beyond his physical condition to do the orchestration. All he managed to complete was the piano conductor's score. He instructed Kuntan to ask the noted conductor-musician, John Georgiadis, then living in the UK, to carry on the work and complete the unfinished symphony. His wish was fulfilled a month after his passing on September 4, 1999. Georgiadis returned with a finished orchestration piece, but the great artist had left without the chance to listen to his final masterpiece.